Yesterday we spoke about the din that a woman, when she's anita, she's not allowed to share a bed with her husband, and that they have to have separate beds in the bedroom. So whilst we're on the topic of harchakot, the distance that a couple has to maintain between themselves when a woman is anita, I want to discuss a couple of other aspects of this, and to discuss today the halakha that not only a couple not allowed to touch each other whilst a woman is anita, but also that they shouldn't pass anything from one to another. This is a halakha which appears in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yoredeh, Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei, Se'if Bet. And the Rama adds, not only are they not allowed to pass anything from each other, they also shouldn't throw something from one to the other either. Now, the source of this prohibition actually doesn't appear in the Gemara, but it's brought down by a number of the Rishonim in the name of Rashi, that Rashi was strict on this matter, that when his wife was a nida, he didn't pass her things such as the keys. And this is brought down in Tosfot, in Masech Shabbat, Dafyud Gimel Amud Bet, and as I say, in a number of other Rishonim. This is also the view of the Ramban and the Rashban, the Eshkol, and several other Rishonim also hold like this. However, it's not a universal opinion amongst the Rishonim. The Ra'ah and the Me'iri and the Smag and the Ireim all think that it doesn't apply across the board, and it also seems that Tosfot is uncertain about Rashi's position as well. The Rambam in Perek Kaf Aleph of Hilchot Ishut Halacha Chet says that a woman's not allowed to pour a cup of wine for her husband and to give it to him. And the Magid Mishnah derives from this the fact that this is the only case in which the Rambam says that a woman is not allowed to give something to her husband. This is a special din when she is passing him a cup of wine. But if it's anything else that she's passing him, then the Magid Mishnah is of the opinion that the Rambam also holds that it's permissible. And so we see there is a machloket Rishonim as to whether or not in general one is allowed to pass something from one to the other. But the Shulchan Aruch certainly paskens in accordance with Rashi and those Rishonim that you're not allowed to pass something from one to the other whilst a woman is in a state of nida. Interestingly, there is a view of the Ritva in Masechet Ketubot that if the couple employ a shinui, they do it in a different way to normal, so then it's going to be permissible. But that's not a mainstream view, and we don't paskin like that. Though we'll see that there perhaps in one or two extreme circumstances we can be mitzarif that as a tzad lahakel. Well, we should point out that the Shach, at the beginning of the Siman, says that this prohibition against passing something from one to the other applies even if the item is very long, and so there's no chance that the couple are going to end up touching each other. Nevertheless, we've got a law plug. We don't make a distinction, and even where it's unlikely that they're going to touch each other as a result, nevertheless, we say that they're not allowed to pass it from one to the other. We mentioned that the Rama says they're also not allowed to throw something from one to the other. The Pitchei Tshuva quotes the Kreti Ufleti, which was written by Rav Yonatan Eibshitz, who says that that's only talking if they're throwing something directly from one to the other. But if they throw it not directly to each other, but if the husband throws it up in the air and then the wife puts out her hand and catches it, so then that's going to be permissible. But the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with that point. Sometimes it can come up that a couple need to move something which is heavy. Takes two of them to move it. It's a large item, and they're unlikely to come into physical contact with each other. Is it going to be permissible under any circumstances for them to move it? This can particularly happen if, for example, they've got a baby carriage, a pushchair or a pram or something like that. They're trying to get it upstairs in a block of flats or onto public transport or something like that. Are are they allowed to do it together? So Rav Avadia Yosef addresses this question in Tarat HaBayit, and he points out that this is it's a machloket rishonim bichlal, whether or not there's a prohibition against passing something from one to the other in a normal case. And even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens that it's prohibited, nevertheless, b'shat hadachak, in cases of great need and difficulty, so then one can be lenient and rely on the view of the Rambam that this rule doesn't generally apply. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on the subject in Igrot Moshe, Yoradechelet Bet Simon Ayin Hay. He says, Mash Moshe Ra'ui Lahachmer. So he doesn't say exactly that, certainly not that it's explicit that you have to be strict on this matter. He thinks that one has to be, it makes sense that one should be strict, particularly because of a notion that with the harchakot, we try and make sure that husband and wife stay as apart from each other as much as possible during that period of the month. However, there's also a tshuva of Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanagot, Chelek Aleph Simon, Taf Kuf Bet, where he says that b'shat hadachak, that's in cases of great need, so then one can be meikel, relying on the shita there of the Ritva, or incorporating the shita of the Ritva, that one should use a shinui, one should do it in a somewhat different way to normal. And bringing us a support for his position, Rabbeinu Rucham's comments that with something which is large, Rabbeinu Rucham says ra'ui lahachmir, it's proper to be strict. Ra'ui lahachmir means that, ideally one should be strict, but if it's a non-ideal situation, then there is room for leniency. Ad kan.